So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our first speaker, who is Luisa Villa, and she is from the University of São Paulo in Brazil, and she has many years of experience working in this field. She's head of virology and molecular biology at the Cancer Institute of São Paulo. So I'd like to invite her up to give her talk, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. And I'd like to especially thank Patty Garcia and David Lewis for inviting me to this very important and very interesting conference. In the next minutes, I will be addressing this very important issue in an area quite known by everyone that has very high rates of different tumors, HPV-related tumors, particularly cervical cancer. But at the same time, I will not be presenting a comprehensive view of how the HPV vaccination program is ongoing, but I will give some highlights, which I think will be food for discussion. My disclosure is very clearly, I've been participating, I am at the board for Merck, for these vaccines, for the HPV quadrivalent vaccine, and I also sit on some boards for HPV DNA testing assays. I don't think this is working very well. I already asked for help because my slides were moving by themselves and now they are coming back by themselves. I am pressing the green button, so, okay. Oh, so can you give me the third slide, please? Or I don't know if it's this little machine here or whatever device. Thank you very much. So as I already stated, it's very clear that the age-specific incidence of cervical cancer is much higher as compared to the rates for the world and much, much higher in the region than the North America area. Some estimates from the World Health Organization, in the next slide, please, indicate clearly that if the population continues to grow at the pace we know now, and there are no direct interventions, we will be seeing an increase in annual numbers of cervical cancers, not only in terms of the incidence, new cases, by age range here, but also in number of deaths caused by this tumor in the continent or in the area. Specifically, in terms of mortality rates, it always strikes me that in younger women, in women between 15 to 44 years of age, this is the leading cause of cancer in the region of Latin America, with this very important and striking figure of how many women die yearly for this cancer, of more than 50,000 new cases, about 37 cases can be found in Brazil and some of the other countries in Latin America. So despite the efforts for screening programs that have been ongoing for many years now in some areas before, in some other countries like Colombia, Chile, Costa Rica, more recently, we do not see a decrease in mortality, at least not a significant decrease in mortality, except for few countries here indicated, like Mexico and Chile and Costa Rica maybe. But for other countries, it's really a flat line in terms of mortality. So the programs have not been successful for many reasons. We do know that screening programs in the Latin American Caribbean area suffers from coverage rates. In most of these countries, these are very low coverage rates. The quality of the cytology, follow-up of positive screening results, and even a more dramatic poor referral to treatment services. So even if a woman is diagnosed with a high-grade disease, she will still continue not to be referred properly, and this is it's at the basis of these very high rates of incidence and mortality in the region. Since 2006, particularly 2006 was the year. Can you go back one? I don't know what is going on. I didn't do that to my slides. Please, for the sake of at least a bit more clear presentation, I'm doing all I can here. One back slide, please. One slide back. Two slides back. Thank you. One more. One ahead. I'm not touching. Forward, please. Thank you. So the first prophylactic vaccines to be approved in several countries around the world and also in the region was the quadrivalent HPV vaccine, Merck's vaccine, followed a few years after that, one or 2 years, by the bivalent vaccine of GlaxoSmithKline. Since the approval, many important informations are being collected, which is supporting implementation in the area of HPV, national HPV immunization programs. So I think one issue that was very important is that Latin American women, in fact, in these four countries, as published, contributed for the clinical trials of both vaccines. And in this particular example here for the quadrivalent vaccine, we can see the efficacy rates as published for different clinical endpoints. So the contribution or the ability to do these clinical trials in the region helped out to speed up in some countries, the implementation of this vaccine. In fact, it was very important, as the pioneer demonstration studies performed by PASS and many collaborators in Peru. Can you go one forward, please? Showed clearly that school-based programs and the ability to implement these programs and to have girls vaccinated in areas that we were not sure how this would work, finally resulted in very important results that certainly contributed to the implementation in different countries in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. One slide forward, please. Thank you. So in these programs, it was very clear that the primary school-based programs aiming girls around 10 or 11 years of age were capable to provide vaccination to thousands of girls, and the level of acceptance also was evaluated as a very good, very high level of acceptance and continuation rate, which is always for the region one of the issues and often one of the main factors for discussion of implementation national programs, in this case for HPV vaccination. Certainly, it has to be highlighted that the coordination between health and educational sectors was a seminal, and it's been seminal to implement these vaccination programs in the region. Next slide, please. So this is not a very updated slide, but it's a very important one showing introduction of HPV vaccine in the Americas. And you can see for Latin America and the Caribbean that many countries from since 2008 in Mexico and along the years after that implemented either as subnational or pilot projects, as indicated by this more pinkish color, including in Brazil, where some counties implemented the vaccine for most of, in these programs, for girls between 9 to 14 years of age. In some countries, only one age, 11 or 12, as in many countries worldwide. But we can see from these slides, 2 years, about 2 years old, that some countries did implement universal vaccination or national immunization programs with the, both either the bivalent or the quadrivalent vaccine, or both, as for the bidding and the process of purchasing these vaccines. Recently, I think it's very important to mention that Brazil decided finally on an immunization program that includes the quadrivalent HPV vaccine, and in a very short period of time, in fact, next slide, please.
You can, the remote should work for you now.
Okay. So, thank you. So, because of the decision of Brazil to introduce the HPV vaccine, I think this is a very important statement that I like to share, if not everyone already saw it, from PAHO, saying that 8 in 10 adolescent girls in the Americas now have access to HPV vaccination, which I think indicates the opportunity to be able to control in a better way the burden of this disease in women, and hopefully at some point in men as well for HPV-related lesions. So in 2 months program, Brazil was capable of vaccinating almost 4 million girls between 11 and 13 years of age in this very initial program, and 70% in the whole country. Obviously, it's a very large country and many differences and many problems with some of the settings, the more rural or areas in which we do see that, for instance, in the very north, in the Amazon, close to the Amazon, we had maybe only 35% coverage rates for the first doses of the quadrivalent vaccine, but in São Paulo and other southern states, we reach more than 90% coverage. Certainly, there are many challenges. One of them is to make sure that they will come back at these very high rates of coverage for the second doses, and I have to mention, and we will listen more about that, that Brazil went for an extended vaccination schedule, saying first doses 6 months after that and 60 months or 5 years. That, in fact, is a program that has been implemented in countries like Mexico, Colombia, and other countries in the region are considering as a possibility to spread or to widen or to offer the vaccine to more girls in the age range that was selected by each country. So I think one of the main challenges, in my opinion, that I want to highlight here is to establish a monitoring surveillance system that is not in place for most of the countries. And in fact, a nominal vaccination registry is being considered but not yet in place in many countries of the Latin American and Caribbean, which will be extremely important to be able to monitor what is going on after introduction of the vaccine in the national immunization programs. Certainly, impact of vaccination, something that we will listen more in the next talk, it's very important to be able to follow up and to be able to register the impact and eventually to have measures in place to correct or to revise what is going on in such an important immunization program and in countries where we are talking about millions of people vaccinated and where the burden of disease is very high. My last comment would be on screening and vaccination as an integral integration of the control for this cervical, for this tumor. I think HPV testing, we believe, because of many data, has the potential to perform better as primary screening, followed by different triage system, and we are all involved in trying to demonstrate that this would be one addition to a better control of cervical cancer, and particularly the HPV Institute, which I like also to acknowledge for the possibility of bringing me here, is involved in several of these studies. So finally, I think it's very important to say that we do have a lot of information of HPV in the region by many, many studies that have been conducted. So we are capable of launching HPV primary screening in several of these countries, and in fact in Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, slowly but steadily, and hopefully in Brazil in the next few months. So to end up, we know the rates of HPV infection, and I think so my last words would be that because of the very high incidence rate of cervical cancer, HPV vaccination programs can make the difference for cervical cancer control. I think we still have several challenges ahead. We need to immunize most of the girls that are at risk, if not all, and fully integrated screening and vaccination programs are needed, and hopefully we will see changes in these rates in the near future. Thank you very much for your attention.